Chapter 4. A Photograph. The next day we went to Irene Norton's house with the king. An old servant opened the door.
"Mr. Sherlock Holmes?"
she asked, and smiled. "Yes," said my friend. He looked very surprised.
"Mrs. Irene Norton and her husband left England this morning. They will never come back to this country."
"What?" cried Holmes, his face white and angry.
"And what about the photograph?"
cried the king. We all hurried into the sitting room. Holmes ran to the cupboard and opened it. Inside was a photograph, not of Irene Adler and the king, but of the beautiful Irene alone. There was also a letter for Sherlock Holmes. We all read it together. "My dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you did it very well. I thought that it was a real fire, and that you were just a kind old man. But after I opened the cupboard, I began to think. I knew about the famous Sherlock Holmes. I knew your address, and I knew that the king asked you to find the photograph. So I quickly dressed as a young man and followed you home to Baker Street. I wanted to find out if you really were Sherlock Holmes. I said good night to you outside your door. My husband and I have decided to leave England. Please tell the king that I shall not show the photograph to anybody. I love my husband, and he loves me, and he is a better man than the king. But here is a different photograph, and the king can keep this photograph if he likes. Irene Norton."
"What a woman!" cried the king.
"Why didn't I marry her? What a woman!"
"A very, very clever woman," said Sherlock Holmes coldly. "I am sorry, Your Majesty, that this business has not finished well."
"No, no," said the king. "She writes that she will never show the photograph to anybody. I need nothing more than her word. There is no danger for me now. How can I thank you, dear Mr. Holmes?"
"I would like just one thing, Your Majesty."
"Tell me at once what it is," said the king.
"This photograph." The king looked at him in surprise.
"Irene's photograph?" he cried. "But of course, it is yours."
And so, there was no terrible scandal in the royal families of Europe. And Sherlock Holmes still has the photograph of the woman who was cleverer than he was.